I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Now, I want to inform you that we are in talks for this to be the final week of 530 Creed. That is on the table. Now, you know, there are a lot of things that go into a decision like this. Clearly, we've been doing it for a long time, about a year, I think, maybe, close to a year. You know, it's hard to get up to sing it every day.
Cut that audio.
Yep. To sing it every day. Now, we do recognize as well, there are many people that love the 530 Creed. And many detractors as well. We do recognize as well that Creed was here on Saturday. Scott Stapp was not on the show.
Duck the show, some say.
Which I will take the personal L on. Uh-oh. I will take the L. I will not put... I don't even know if Scott Stapp knew about it. Be quite honest with
you. Yeah.
So
be
now, if he knew about it and decided not to do it, then it's definitely gone.
Okay.
And I'll tell you what.
And dead to us.
I'll never listen to another Creed song.
Bang!
Wow.
Yeah. And if he knew about it and chose not to,
yeah,
we'll never listen to another Creed song.
After what we've done?
I'll be only a Nickelback guy.
Yeah.
From not Three Doors Down, yes. Nickelback, yes.
Don't tempt me with a good time.
Yeah.
I mean, will you make Photograph the 530 song?
Oh. What? Photograph would be a good one.
It might drive people as nuts as 530 Creed.
Yeah,
530 Nickelback.
Yes. Well, because 530 Creed with One Last Breath, we were sort of hopping on something that was already happening. That song was sort of happening online a little bit.
Was having
a
moment. Yeah,
was having a moment. So just letting you know, it's out there. I know some people want to celebrate. Some people may be upset. We are in talks. We have discussed other songs.
The delegation seems very ready.
Yes.
To move on from 530 Creed.
Wait till we hit them with 530 Nickelback.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Delegation's not going to be any happier there. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For extraordinary diamonds and customer service, visit Mark's in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Are French fries a junk food based on our next question today? 76% say yes, so I'm glad I am.
Yeah, you won that one.
Yeah, I win that one. The NFL releasing their top 100 players. They do it every year. They take a poll of players at the end of the regular season. We do have the first Eagle, and that Jordan Mailata comes in at number 69, which is the first Eagle we've seen on the list. Is nice. Yes, of course. Former Eagle Josh Sweat was at 95.
Super Bowl MVP.
We have seen three quarterbacks so far. Tua Tagovailoa is 91. Sam Darnold, 81. Dak Prescott, 79.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to think of, we know Jalen Carter will be on the list. We know A.J. Brown will be on the list.
Yeah.
We assume Lane Johnson will be on the list.
Yeah,
of course.
You know what? Landon might make the list.
Oh, Landon Dickerson might make the list. So the questions being, will Quinion, I don't think so.
Saquon will make the list.
Saquon will make the list. Quinion Mitchell? Maybe
not
yet.
Yeah, what do you have? One interception?
One, but it was in the, it only in the playoffs? Yeah.
So he may not.
Does Bonnie make it?
Oh, that's a good question. He should.
But we're already at 69.
I know. But he's probably not well known enough around the league.
And where do we think Jalen is? Now, this was taken after the regular season, not after the playoffs.
It'll be interesting to see if Jalen makes it.
You think it's possible he's not on the list?
Oh, yeah, I do think it's possible he's not on
and
the list.
And Tua on the list, and Darnold on. Now, Darnold had a great regular season.
35 touchdowns, 14-3.
Yep.
Now, the thing will be interesting when it comes to Jalen is that the Eagles, when they took this voting, the Eagles were obviously a Super Bowl contending team. But the perception is they were being driven by Saquon Barkley.
Right.
It wasn't that Jalen was having a great season. It was in the MVP conversation. So I do wonder if...
And he didn't even play the last three games.
Right. So I wonder
two and a half games.
If he's going to get sort of credit for where the team was at. It'll be interesting to see. It's a players thing, and like you said, it was done before the playoffs, so they aren't taking into consideration the playoff run that he had. I wonder if his regular season stats and everything will get him on the top 100. He would be on what, top
68? Yeah, 68.
Because you said it's 69. He's gone through 69?
I think 60. I didn't see who 68 was, but I think 69 and 68 were today. I think they were doing two guys.
They're not doing it by tens.
No.
Oh, they're doing it by twos?
Yeah, every day. It's like two more guys.
Oh.
Yeah.
I haven't even watched it. Okay, so they're doing it by
twos. I just see it online. Yeah,
I thought it was by tens.
No.
No, it's excruciating. They're
Oh, they're dragging it out.
Oh, they got to fill content, too.
Yeah. I mean, Saquon, does he get top 10?
What?
Wow, I'm just...
Saquon's top five.
I hope so. I just...
Yeah, he's top five.
Especially because what he did, you know, there's...
Over 2,000 yards. Yeah, he's top five. You're going to get the quarterbacks there.
Yeah.
Ja'Marr Chase might sneak up there somewhere in that top five.
Yeah.
Because he's a triple crown winner last year.
Well, also be interesting to see where Josh Allen is after being the most overrated player a year ago in the Athletic poll.
Good point.
You know, to see
not
where,
a great year for the players calling the players. Other players overrated.
Yeah.
You know, Tyrese Halliburton and Josh Allen.
More evidence that players don't know what they're talking about.
Right.
Can they say Bryce is overrated? Say someone on the Phillies is overrated.
Please. Brian in Middletown, you're on WIP. What's up, Brian?
Hey, guys. How are you, man? Great to talk with you. I haven't talked with you in a while.
Hey, Brian.
What's up, B?
Oh, all is well, man. You know what? You know, I used to be perturbed by the whole discussion of Jalen Hurts because I certainly respect his game. But, you know, the bottom line is it is about winning a championship. I'm like, I'm okay. I'm like, you know, I'm no longer angry at guys, you know.
There you go.
Yeah, because, you know, and I was thinking, think about this. I'm looking at a guy like Terry Bradshaw.
Yep.
Right? He won four Super Bowls, as well as Troy Aikman. I'm picking these two quarterbacks because both Bradshaw and Aikman were never considered the best quarterbacks in the league at the time they were playing. But now what they did, of course, in the playoffs, they played their best football, particularly Bradshaw. And we know all the Hall of Famers they had on both of those teams. Hell, I think the Cowboys' last Super Bowl that they won, Larry Brown was the MVP of that Super Bowl, the cornerback.
Yeah.
Right? And he coached the Pistons.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, so, you know, to me, man, it's like, again, I know what Jalen does, and I get it. He's not a prolific passer of the football. That's understandable. But I think a lot of people take for granted that whole tush-push. It's not as easy. Ask Josh Allen and the Bills because they couldn't get that yard. Now, I know the refs may have had something to do with it, but there are a lot of quarterbacks who cannot execute that, you know, one-yard quarterback sneak, whatever you want to call it.
Sure, it's a skill. It's a skill. Yeah.
Yep, absolutely. Hey, listen, I have something to add that you guys missed in the last week.
Okay.
I'm surprised this didn't come up.
Okay.
It relates to sports talk.
Okay.
What about the changes at FS1? Fox Sports.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they
eliminated like three shows.
And they wiped the whole network except for Colin Cowherd.
Yeah, my coworker and friend Craig Carton, his show is not there anymore. And they're doing
Joy Taylor.
You got the facility.
Yeah, now they are doing...
Joy Taylor?
They're doing a bunch of stuff with Barstool, and I certainly understand that.
Those individuals or the network?
So the network is.
Oh,
so,
the network is.
Yeah,
okay.
So the Pardon My Take guys are going to be on there, and Dave Portnoy is going to be part of it, which I certainly understand. They are, Barstool, immensely popular.
Yeah.
And look, those shows are weird, man. Like, those national talk shows is like, it's, if you don't have clips that go viral online, it's very hard to get viewers on those shows. And I think by using Barstool personalities, they're sort of almost like they did with McAfee. You're almost buying dedicated fans that already exist to the
that's
network.
What you're doing.
You know, so
well, that's also an example of why you guys will always be around. I mean, it's, you know, nice to be able to kind of get a national view from time to time, but having strong local sports talk programming, man, is, I think, important. And, you know, I think you're closer to what may be going on. So I'll end with my favorite junk food.
Yes.
And that would be a Reese's Cup.
Ooh, a Reese's Cup's a good one.
Number one's on a lot of people's list.
That's
right
a
there.
Good one, Brian. That is a good
chocolate
one.
Chocolate and peanut butter.
Yeah.
Going well together.
Do we want to give away?
There it is.
There.
Do you ever call them Reese's Pieces, by the way?
Well, that's not
that's
peanut butter cup.
That's a different candy.
Take it down a notch? No one's going to answer
it's
Reese's.
It's a different candy.
It's a different candy.
No, it
but
is.
For you to even ask the question.
What is the question?
What is the question?
My question is, like, when you said, all right, so Reese's Cup, right?
Yes,
Reese's
peanut butter cup.
Do you guys, I used to say Reese's Pieces like an idiot.
Yes, but that's a different candy.
That's an
candy.
Actual candy.
I know it's different.
Yes, my mom said Reese's Pieces.
I was just asking the question.
So you're
asking.
I think
there's going to be an answer in the next 2 minutes of Reese's Pieces.
No, I was actually offended that you don't know that that's another candy.
I know it's another candy.
I don't know, do you? What's
it's
it look
pieces
like?
Versus what's a cup.
What does a Reese's Pieces look like?
An M&M.
Okay. All right. You got it right.
Thank
okay.
you. I'm just saying, I thought it was a funny little quip.
Well, you're suspect there. You're suspect.
My bad.
I don't know with you.
No,
yes.
Shut my mic off.
Yeah. But yeah, my mom said Reese's Pieces, so I think I did when I was younger.
Yeah, I still say crown because I like it.
Well, yeah. I don't like that you say crown for crayon.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah.
That and creek.
Yeah, crick.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah.
So for next question today, the winner gets 4 tickets to the Eagles public practice, training camp public practice, which is August 10th, 6:30 at the Link.
Yeah.
Event benefits the Eagles Autism Foundation. It is National Junk Food Day, so we asked for your favorite junk food. Jack, what were the best answers?
Yeah, so I think there's two, well, there's Bob and Newark.
Well, I kind of want to give it to Bob and Newark, but...
Loaded candy cakes with ice cream on top and then a sprinkle of what, caramel?
Caramel sauce, yeah. I mean, that guy went all out.
But I thought, I mean, Donna Overbrook did the Snickers ice cream bar, which is a real
snack.
That's a classic.
That's the win. Donna Overbrook, that's the winner. Yeah, that the Snickers ice cream bar is excellent. All right, Jack, your choice. We have 1 minute. You could fill that 1 minute with Louie in Nebraska or Herb in the Northeast.
Or the text line?
Well, I was going to figure to do the text line right afterwards. You just want to do, we don't have time for the call. Just do the text line. Yeah. All right. Text line brought to you by, of course, Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Calzone? Peanut butter and jelly? Grilled cheese? Ike still naming foods to ask Spike if they're junk food or not.
Grilled cheese, not junk food. Peanut butter and jelly, not junk food.
Oh, peanut butter and jelly is not?
No.
Oh, I don't know, yeah.
It's not good for you, but it's not junk food. No, you can make it good for you.
Closer to junk food than French fries.
No, you can make a peanut butter and jelly good for you. You can't make French fries good for you.
Who cares if it's good for you?
Well, that's what junk food is. Junk, not good. Not good for you. Not healthy.
I guess by that definition.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If it's just a snack, here's why it's not just a snack.
Right.
If I had said sliced up apple with peanut butter, that's a snack. It ain't junk food.
Okay. All right. You might be onto something.
All right. Woo. You got. I've conceded to you a few times. I'm glad I got that.
You might be onto something.
All right. What's next?
Former Eagle great and wildly recognizable Ike Reese after the show has been on vacation. Yeah, I played golf and was out and about and it was just awesome. Spike, after the show has been on vacation, we went to the beach and I had to leave because too many people recognized
that
me. Paparazzi. Alex in Lancaster.
I didn't say that. I said one guy liked the show. I'm going to quit this show. I said one guy. He was so nice.
Wow. Yeah, recognized?
I was in Delaware.
They bothered you at the beach?
No, yeah, but it was cool. Everybody was nice.
Yeah, a guy sent me the selfie that you took with him.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
On the beach?
Yeah, it's good.
There.
Good photo of you.
Okay, all right. Is it not a good photo of me? I don't know.
Photo.
I was tired.
He has some theories about, he thinks you have web toes.
I do not have web toes.
Well, because you had socks on the beach.
So here's why I have socks on the beach. Here's why. Can I just explain why?
Please do.
Okay. So I wear like the Adidas slides.
Okay.
And what happens is, because my feet never get sun, if I don't put a ton of sunblock on my feet, they get burned in a way that I can't get, like, no amount of sunblock will help.
Okay.
So if I don't put, if I don't put ankle socks on, I'm constantly worrying, and I'm sweating, and I'm walking into the water. I don't want my feet to get...
Oh, now you walk on water?
No, into the water. I don't want my feet to get burned. So I leave my ankle socks that I take my walk in the morning.
Okay.
That's the only reason. I was wearing a bathing suit and a tank top like a normal person.
And
I don't
have socks.
Yes, man.
On the beach.
I don't want my feet to get burnt.
I definitely would have notified a police officer about you.
I don't want my feet to get burned. It's a completely reasonable thing.
Excuse me, officer. I'm not trying to get anybody in trouble, but that guy over there, man, he looks strange.
You know, and that guy was being cool, and now he's sneak sending Jack the friggin' selfie
right.
and saying I have web toes.
That is awesome.
Get out of here. All right, what's next?
This is the worst day of my life. Jason Eskin, a week after getting hit by a car.
That's a good point, too.
Yep. What's next?
You're being emotional about this. Spike, a second after spending 2 minutes defending his point about Jalen.
That guy was being emotional.
And we're not emotional.
No.
We are just facts.
Let me tell you, you would not let him up, man. You didn't let him up for air.
No, no. Well, he's being a dummy. He's being a dummy. He's like, I have you all figured out. You didn't have me figured out. I have you figured out. I'm managing everyone, including you, buddy. What's next?
I, too, have 8,000 missed texts and 8,000 missed calls. Jason Eskin.
Yes, that is a good point. He does. Him and Joel. What's next?
I agree with the Jalen supporters. List culture is way out of control. The Ringer's 84th ranked NBA player, Joel Embiid.
No, he can't be the 84th ranked player.
They ranked him 84, yeah. The Ringer.
Holy
did.
Cow.
Yeah, the disrespect.
Yeah, that's disrespectful.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I know 83 players in right. the NBA no, right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, it's crazy. What's next?
The f***. Ike, when he saw the word delectable.
That was during a read. When
oh, it was during coffee.
You're such an idiot, man. I know. You're such an idiot, man. It's bad enough I pointed it out during the read.
Mike's like, I didn't write this.
Yeah. Oh, I got to stay here. I got to stay here. I can't walk out during it anymore.
It was so good, dude. It was...
Yeah, they put a wordy, yeah, that was a wordy one in there. I'm like, man.
Was it Tasty Cake?
It was Tasty Cake. It was Tasty Cake.
Yeah. Well, they throw John in there all the time
yeah,
for you.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. Yeah. It was like, my goodness, who put all these words in here, man? Yeah.
What's next?
Again, Bob? Bob's microwave when he's firing another candy cake up.
Text line.
Guy wonders why he's so heavy. He's putting 3 scoops of ice cream, caramel sauce.
Exactly,
and
yes.
Can't just eat as if a candy cake is not enough for you.